ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। दिस वन इधर ही रखा है, यही है। बुक पब्लिश, ओके। ड्यूरिंग दिस पीरियड ऑफ इंक्रीजिंग बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, वन ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद्स न्यूली इनिशिएटेड सन्यासीज कंकॉक्टेड द आइडिया दैट द डिवोटी शुड स्पेंड मच मोर टाइम स्टडीइंग। While visiting the New York temple, this sannyasi openly advocated that the devotees read Srila Prabhupada's books 5 to 8 hours daily. The temple was following a new schedule Srila Prabhupada had set up, with devotees attending the morning program, going out all day for street chanting and book distribution, and returning in the evening for a class on Bhagavad Gita. But now, controversy arose and an urgent phone call was placed to Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles. When Prabhupada heard the details from his secretary, he immediately responded, "My reply is that this Sankirtan or street chanting must go on. It is our most important program. Lord Chaitanya's movement means the Sankirtan movement. You may simply take 2 hours for chanting 16 rounds daily, 2 hours for reading congregationally, and balance of time go out for Sankirtan. We must do both reading books and distributing books. But distributing books is the main propaganda. Reading in class for 2 hours is sufficient, and other reading can be done in spare time if one has got it. It is not that one has to be always reading. 1 hour a morning for Bhagavad class and 1 hour evening either Bhagavad Gita or Nectar of Devotion, that is sufficient." Nowadays, in between, some devotees are having this program, no? Only read books, not do much service, right? That is why in bookstall previously devotees used to do from 9:30 to night 9 o'clock. That now they have a shift system because they want to read more time. But Srila Prabhupada is saying, no, enough. If you sit in the class for 2 hours, enough. Remaining time, you can. Once Srila Prabhupada was narrating, sitting with his devotees, and he was narrating pastimes of Lord Krishna. And whenever Prabhupada would narrate his pastimes, he would become so immersed in those pastimes. Then he would act like, then his eyes would become very wide, and he would relish Krishna Katha. So he was narrating childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, and then he became so immersed. Said, "I think we should spend all our time simply narrating Krishna's pastimes." Then later on, after some time, he said, "No, no, we should spend our now. We should spend our time in book distribution, books and sankirtan. You know, we can read a little bit like that." So it is there. At a later stage of Prabhupada said, "Work now, samadhi later." Yeah? So now we should work very hard. Of course, once Srila Prabhupada said, there is one letter by Prabhupada, that actually our aim is to simply chant Hare Krishna and hear Bhagavad Katha. Because you cannot do these two things 24 hours. I have to rack my brain to create so many services for you so that you will be engaged properly. Like that. So for our restless mind, this is a, you know, book distribution is a medicine. "You should always think of new outlets for distributing my books," Srila Prabhupada wrote to Jagadisha. "And new outlets, the devotees found shopping centers, malls, parking lots. They were meeting more people than ever before. By entering the malls and shopping centers, the devotees plunged into the heart of American society, meeting pious and impious, rich and poor, black and white. Bookselling was still difficult, but the devotees persevered. Carrying their heavy book bags and distributing the literature they knew could solve all problems. The devotees saw the shoppers as so many walking victims of the material energy, people living for sensual and mental pleasure, and therefore doomed to an inauspicious death. Any serious devotee could philosophically explain from Bhagavad Gita that predicament of the materialist, but now they were directly witnessing this plight, and by Prabhupada's mercy, they were working hard to deliver the missing essence of transcendent knowledge to the bewildered souls. Then came the discovery of traveling from town to town to sell books. Some of the brahmacharis in Los Angeles had been feeling that by staying in the temple, they were wasting time they could be using for book distribution. So they loaded a van with Krishna books and went to areas where they could camp for a week, live a simpler life, and distribute books as many hours a day as they liked. This traveling sankirtan produced another significant increase by creating an environment wherein the men could become fully absorbed in their work. The new program spread quickly throughout the ISKCON world, and Srila Prabhupada liked it. I am very glad to hear from you the wonderful news of traveling party in England. I think the people of that place are becoming more and more inclined for this Krishna consciousness movement. They are inviting you to stay at their houses. They are taking books, becoming sometimes devotees. All of these are very encouraging signs to me. Simply go on in this way, stopping in every village and city in England, Scotland, or if there are other places like Ireland. Simply stop for some time, distribute books, and hold Sankirtan procession. Answer their questions. Give some leaflets or small informations freely. Distribute prasadam wherever possible. At least some small thing. And if there is some genuine interest in being shown, then request the townspeople to arrange some engagements for speaking in their schools or in someone's home or a hall like that. In this way, remain always without anxiety for destination and comfortable situations. Always relying only on the mercy of Krishna for your plan. Just go on preaching his message and selling his books wherever there is interest. We shall not waste time if there is no interest or if people are unfriendly. There are so many places to go. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was stressing on this point in this letter, that you should always think of new outlets for distributing my books. Srila Prabhupada also said, rack your brains, use your intelligence, to invent many ways to distribute books, distribute this Harinam Sankirtan. So it's devotees, Krishna says that I am sitting in everybody's heart. Sarvasichaham Hridi Sannivishtu. So I give the intelligence, remembrance and knowledge and forgetfulness. So devotees, if they are very sincere, in doing service for Krishna, Krishna sitting in their hearts, he will give the guidance. Just like last year, every year, there was a time we used to fight for VT stall and Chachigate stall. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to our party. There was a time, I was there once, we distributed 1000 Bhagavad Gitas from VT stall one day. So now that officer is not allowing, But still, last year we have distributed the highest number of books so far, 2,50,000 Gitas, right? So devotees, if they are sincere, Krishna gives them intelligence. So now they have found the new ways of distributing books at traffic signals. So devotees are successful. They are doing a lot of books. The stations also have become very dry in the sense that everybody, so many people, the same people come and go. They are saying, mere paas hai, mere paas hai. That was a usual thing. Then we say, no, it is, why don't you donate Vidyadan? You know, give it to your friends. Yeah, and then we'll give it to the jails. Like that people give, you know. People give like that. So, devotees are very intelligent. Sometimes what you used to do? You have Ramayana? You have Mahabharata? Yeah. You show the picture of Krishna riding, you know, driving chariot. Hey, Mahabharata. Right? Ramayana? You have Ramayana? Ninth kind of Bhagavatam dikhane ka. Hey, Ramayana. And people, there were two parties at the time. By some devotees are saying, by hook or crook, you know, distribute a book, you know, like that. And there is a party of devotees who say, we are disturbing devotees. We are disturbing people by using all these, you know, unsavory methods and all that. But Srila Prabhupada said, see, these people, if you don't take their money, you know, they will use it for going to nightclubs and for sinful activities. Even if a devotee by force takes some money, he will get benefit. Yeah? He'll get benefit. So don't get disturbed like that. So, but now devotees became more sophisticated like that. Well, for devotees, one of our devotees, he distributes books from the altar. Yeah. Pehle kumkum vagera lagate. Then, if we take Bhagavad Gita from our stall, we'll keep the Bhagavad Gita at the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, that advantage is there. So, there is no difference, Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is lotus feet of Krishna only. You don't have to keep it at the lotus feet of Krishna. But, you know, kumkum lagaya, if somebody wants Ashirvad, Gita lena padega. Right? So, you know, thoda Ashirvad dene ka, kumkum lagane ka, Bhagavad Gita charan pe rakke dene ka. You know, you keep the Gita at the field. So, we have every year we are distributing so many books from the altar. You know, once it is a record actually. So many books, going from the altar, like that. Previously, 500, 600, at the most 1000 Gitas used to go, like that. So now, we distribute at least 5000 Gitas, you know, every year from the altar only. So it's very easy because people who come here, they are already pious. You have to little bit push them and they will take. But the real test is go out on the streets and, you know, convince people and like that. So for that actually we have to depend on Krishna and Prabhupada's mercy. And one devotee was recounting how he was distributing books a lot, and then one day he went, he was not able to distribute any books because everybody was praising him. Wow, what a book distributor you are. Very nicely you are distributing. So, little bit pride aa gaya usko. You know? Like that. So, he was just trying to convince people. Already 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, not even one Bhagavad Gita went. Not even one big book went. Like that. Then he was wondering, what is the problem? You know? Then he recognized that he became little bit proud. Then he started praying to Prabhupada and Krishna. Because it is our duty to perform the, you know, it is, you know, our effort we should put, but the result is given by Krishna. So we should always, while distributing books, we should always pray to Prabhupada and Krishna that, you know, I have preached about this book, You know, show your mercy on this person so that he will take your book. You know, like that. So if you pray to Krishna, then there are two advantages. One is, we will not become proud. Yeah, it is very, very important not to become proud in the service of Krishna. Nobody should think, you know, that I am doing this. Yeah, we can't do anything. You know, we can't do anything. We are very too small. But if you pray to Krishna, Krishna will do everything. Yeah, Krishna will do everything. So for that we need to cultivate humility. We need to cultivate humility. Then only that we can experience that rasa. When distributing books, actually, Srila Prabhupada said, one is participating in rasa dance. You know, this is Sankirtan. You know. So, we should experience that bliss, happiness by distributing books. We can experience that bliss only when we distribute books to purify ourselves, to please Krishna. You know, not that I will get, you know, good name, fame and all. So you may distribute books, but you will get name, but if you are not purified, then what is the use? Like that. So it's very important to develop proper attitude, proper consciousness while distributing books. You know, this is for pleasing Krishna. This is for pleasing Prabhupada. I am doing this. Not for name and fame. Like that. Srila Prabhupada began saying that opening new centers was less important now that the traveling parties were combing the country. When he heard that temple president in Vancouver had acquired a bus for traveling, he wrote, "I think we are becoming like a gigantic guerrilla warfare movement, fighting with Maya. This traveling in buses is the best means to drive away Maya and establish Krishna consciousness all over the world." Prabhupada was glad to hear that the temple presidents and journal leaders were also going out with traveling Sankirtan parties. The Vedic concept of the commander, he said, is that he must fight in the front lines, not sit behind the scenes, sheltered. Having already witnessed how some of his leading disciples had become bogged down by managing many things, he advised them all to travel and preach, distributing literatures wherever they went. Practically, this ISKCON organization is there because I have been always traveling. I never sat down in my old age. No. So you follow my example and preach widely all over the world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Version. When a devotee in California wrote Srila Prabhupada for permission to give up married life and go on traveling Sankirtan, Prabhupada replied that to give up family life was not necessary. Lord Chaitanya had taught that being a sannyasi or a grihastha did not matter as long as one fully served Krishna. A householder could also sometimes travel and distribute books with or without his wife. Near the end of 1972, the BBC newsletter, now compiled by Karandara's assistant Rameshwar, reported that ever-increasing results of book distribution. Book distribution continues soaring to all-time highs as more than 25 traveling Sankirtan parties roam the countryside, affecting the lives of hundreds and thousands of conditioned souls. Since mid-September, we have distributed over 15,000 complete Krishna trilogy sets. And since mid-August, we have distributed over 9,000 soft Bhagavad Gitas and over 950 hard Bhagavad Gitas. Macmillan too has completely sold out 20,000 Gitas sold commercially and is reprinting the large quantities for Christmas rush. Another breakthrough for book distribution came at the end of 1972. The previous year, the devotees had taken the advantage of Christmas season by selling Krishna book door to door, but no one had been aware just how significant the Christmas season could actually be. Rameshwara. It was on December 22, 1972, that we accidentally discovered the Christmas marathon in Los Angeles. Of course, we noticed a great increase in the number of people coming into the store, and the stores were staying open sometimes until midnight. I was standing in front of a Burbank Jodi's. We were having an intense competition with prizes in Los Angeles and was building up a feverish pitch. So after distributing madly all day long, I had collected about $350 and had distributed 650 magazines. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I was convinced this was the new world record in ISKCON and that nobody was possibly going to beat me this day. Even though the store was open until 12, business had started slowing off and I was thinking maybe I should go back. Undoubtedly everyone is back already. No one has ever stayed out past 8 o'clock. They all will be waiting up for me. I shouldn't keep them waiting up. So in this way, my mind was convincing me to go back. By 11 o'clock, the store was completely dead. I got in the car and started driving back. On the way back, I passed another Jodi's called Hollywood Jodi's on Sunset and Western. I was torn whether to stop or not because that store was crowded and was going to be open until midnight. But I decided, no, I'll go back because other devotees will be waiting up to see how many books I distributed. So I just kept driving. I finally arrived at the temple at about 10 minutes into 12 and I burst into the Sankirtan room. But the only person there was the secretary, Madhukanta. I said, oh, no, everyone went to bed? He said, no, nobody is back yet. I was the first one back. That was the discovery of the first Christmas marathon. It was completely unplanned. No one had ever instructed anyone to stay out that late. We just did it spontaneously. Finally, at about 1:30 in the morning, all the devotees had returned and we were all sitting around looking at the Sankirtan map. We couldn't sleep. We were so excited to go out. We were thinking, where can we find plenty of conditioned souls to distribute books to? Our noise and raucous laughter was like a drunken party, and it woke up Karandara, who was sleeping in his office in the next room. He came stumbling in, wiping the sleep from his eyes, but when he saw us and saw what was going on, he burst out laughing and sent us all to bed, saying, get ready for tomorrow. So in this way, we performed the 3-day marathon, December 22nd, 23rd and 24th. No one had ever distributed as many books before in the history of our movement. A big day had been considered to be somewhere between 25 and 40 books. But we were distributing between 5,000 and 6,000 pieces of literature a day for a 3-day period. One temple had distributed almost 18,000 pieces of literature in just 3 days. Yeah. Now we are distributing 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, right, in 1 month. How Prabhupada will be so pleased, right? Srila Prabhupada said, in any temple, book distribution, prasad distribution, and Harinam Sankirtan, they are going on very nicely. That means the temple is being managed properly, nicely, like that. At this time, Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, where his attempt to secure the land in Juhu had become entangling. The landlord was now refusing to sell the property and was trying to evict the devotees, even though Srila Prabhupada had already installed Radha Krishna deities on the land. Although these matters were causing Srila Prabhupada anxiety, he continued his usual daily duties, taking his morning walk, lecturing in the evening from the Nectar of Devotion, corresponding with and receiving news from his centers around the world, even organizing a Bombay Pandal festival for January. When Prabhupada received news of the book distribution in Los Angeles, elsewhere in the United States, he was very pleased and amazed. Although involved with many affairs from throughout the world, he put them aside and relished the overwhelming victory of book distribution in America. Immediately he called his personal secretary and dictated letters. "My dear Rameshwar, I beg to acknowledge the receipt of your letter dated December 27, 1972. And with great happiness, I have read your figures of amount of books sold during 3-day period, December 22 to 24, 1972. It is scarcely believable that more than 17,000 books could have been sold by one temple in 3 days. That indicates to me that people are at least becoming little serious about this Krishna consciousness movement in your country. Otherwise, why they should buy our books? But they can see that our boys and girls, devotees, are so much sincere and serious to distribute the message of Krishna consciousness. They are at once struck by seeing them, and therefore they appreciate and purchase. This is unique in the world. So I am so much pleased upon all of the boys and girls in Los Angeles and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating this unique quality of our transcendental literature, and voluntarily they are going out to distribute despite all circumstances of difficulty. By this effort alone, they are assured to go back to home, back to Godhead." Srila Prabhupada, one of our devotees in Canada, he was saying that how Prabhupada is appreciating here, how devotees, they are struck by devotees seeing them, and they are very good in teaching, explaining our philosophy. Srila Prabhupada said, "Never give a book free of cost to anybody, because they will not give any value to that book." That devotee from Canada, he was saying, when they go for book distribution and all, some born again Christians and all, they also preach. They keep shouting, it seems. "Come, Jesus is the only way. If you don't come to Jesus, all of you will go to hell." Like that, they will preach. So nobody is attracted to such kind of philosophy. And they forcibly give Bibles to the people. Take this Bible. And that man takes, and next dustbin he will throw it seems. And these guys will go and pick up the Bible from the dustbin. Like that. But that's why Prabhupada said, "Preach this philosophy, explain, karma, bhakti yoga, about Krishna, then convince the people to take the book." So when a person is convinced and he spends his money on that book, definitely he will take the book, and some people read it. That's why Prabhupada is saying, simply by distributing these books, you will go back home, back to Godhead. In this regard, I remember very nice verse from first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatpad samshraya sute, munayaha prashamayana, sadhya punati upasrishta, svarduni apo anusevanam va. So he is saying that one who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, by prashamayana means by intensely devoted, by intensely engaging in Krishna's service. If somebody takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, such a devotee purifies any person he meets immediately. Sadhya means at once. Like that. But Ganga, Swarduni Apo Anusevanam Va. But Prabhupada says, after prolonged use of Ganga only you get purified. But by taking shelter of this kind of pure devotee, who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet and intensely engaged in devotional service, such a person will immediately purify any person he meets. Then Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna's lotus feet, these pure devotees, they are called Vishnupad and Prabhupad. One should take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. That means, because the pure devotees represent the lotus feet of Krishna. So taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet means, one should take shelter of pure devotees of the Lord. by accepting them, a pure devotee as a bona fide spiritual master. By serving them, one will immediately, definitely will go back and back to God. Right? So the process is very simple. Like other day, I was explaining that one should follow the method approved by Krishna. And this is Acharya Sampradaya. Acharyas, they practice this Krishna consciousness and leave the process behind, which is approved by Krishna. And anybody who follows this process, definitely he will be accepted by Krishna. So we should not have any doubt. Sometimes people say, "Arey, we are distributed so many books. You know, where are the devotees?" Right? People get discouraged. Arey, how many books we have distributed? Where are the devotees? But Srila Prabhupada said, "My books, even just by somebody touching my book, they will get purified. They have Krishna with them." So it is a ticking time bombs. Prabhupada books are ticking time bombs. Anytime somebody becomes frustrated, they should take up that book. First time when I came here, 1988, I came here. Of course, in Vrindavan, I took Bhagavad Gita as it is in 1988, November. And in the introduction part, Srila Prabhupada was writing, saying that Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. So if you remember me at the time of death, you will come back to me. I said, I will enjoy now. Now I know. I will remember Krishna at the time of death. But after 3 years, I became very frustrated in my life. So at that time, January 1991, all the while, for 3 years, Bhagavad Gita was gathering dust. And there is one more book by Shankaracharya, Vivek Chudamani. That book also I purchased once. It was there. So that book was so tough to read. So I left it. Then I took this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then, everything opened up. So like that, so many people have this experience. Like Bhakti Vikas Maharaj was narrating that he went to meet his friend in London or somewhere. And then that friend told him, "You wait in this room," like that. So he was waiting and I think he has gone for a shower or something. So meanwhile, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj was sitting in the room and took this Prabhupada book and he started reading. And then Bhakti Vikas Maharaj became a pure devotee. And that man, I don't know whether he became like that. So like that, these books, somehow or other people, if they touch this Bhagavad Gita, they become purified. So we should not think about the result. Oh, what is happening? Because Srila Prabhupada told, you distribute these books, you will go back and back to Godhead. We should do that. Right? Then Prabhupada said, this ISKCON movement may fail, but my books will never fail. Then he said, we have, so many books have gone out now, it will create revolution. Then he said, if you do this service, you will get the credit. Otherwise, my books, they will pop out on their own. Like that. So, we should rededicate our lives to distributing Prabhupada books. The same day, Prabhupada dictated a letter to Karandara. I could never have thought it was possible to distribute so many of our literature. Therefore, I can understand it is simply Krishna's blessing us for your sincerely working on his behalf. Actually, that is the secret of my success. Not that personally I have done anything wonderful, but that because those who are helping me are sincere, they have done the work. That is the reason for our success all over the world, where others have failed. A little sincerity is a very difficult thing in the age of hypocrisy and bluff. But I am so fortunate that Krishna has sent me all of you nice boys and girls who are sincerely working. Please convey to all of them my deepest appreciation. Srila Prabhupada's letters acknowledging the Christmas marathon and assuring the devotees that they would go back to Godhead sent the book distribution movement flying into the new year with great momentum. Unfortunately, nobody writes letters like this, right? Nowadays, I don't know. I hope. Devotees continue to find new ways and places to distribute books. New records were constantly topping the old, and the devotees were making still higher projection for the future. Rameshwara published in his February 1973 newsletter, a letter from a college student who had read one of Srila Prabhupada's books. ISKCON's mail order office was receiving hundreds of such letters a month. Sir, a couple of weeks ago, devotees of Krishna from Denver, I understand, were here at the University of Arkansas distributing literature. One young man approached me with a hard pitch for my purchasing a copy of Prabhupada's translation of the Bhagavad Gita. I was initially quite skeptical. So many people are getting rich from selling their versions of the answer, and told him not to bother me. He insisted though, and I finally gave in. I have been reading the Gita, having not finished it yet, and have found it quite rewarding. My mind, shaped in logic and empiricism, seems to find itself barely tasting the transcendental material in the book. I discuss it with others, I find myself remembering certain passages. It has genuinely stimulated my interest, to say the least, in a way that my quite extensive readings in Christianity, Zen, Buddhism, the lower forms of yoga, etc., have never succeeded in doing. In short, I think I finally found the beginning. Rameshwara went on to beat the drum of Sankirtana. Actually, no one can properly measure the effect of book distribution. If it was known how many books we distribute each month, we would be listed on every bestseller list in the country. For example, as many of you know, already the new Gita has outsold any other edition of the Gita ever printed. The Macmillan Company has already sold tens of thousands of copies, while we have sold over 27,000 copies ourselves since they first appeared last August. With increased monies coming into the book fund, Srila Prabhupada had approved his trustees' plans to print larger quantities of books and store them in a warehouse, making them available to the temples for distribution throughout the year. At keeping up with the temple's demand for books was still difficult, even with a warehouse. Small, easy-to-sell books like Beyond Birth and Death, On the Way to Krishna, Raj Vidya, and The Perfection of Yoga were printed in the tens of thousands. Distributors would go out carrying in their book bags a variety of books, Sri Ishopanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as an assortment of small books, Back to Godhead magazines, and some inexpensive booklets like Krishna, The Reservoir of Pleasure, and On the Chanting Hare Krishna. So this is Kindu Aarti. Okay, here okay. Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Srila Prabhupada Distribution Book Distribution Marathon Ki, Gaur Premanande.